Leviticus 19, verses 1 and 2. The Lord God said to Moses, "Say to my people Israel, you will be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear saintly sinners, or should I say sinful saints, today we remember all the saints, them and us. On the one hand, we do remember those who have gone before us, who have left behind an example of saintly life and of saintly death, those who now rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Some of them named, most like Ralph Vaughan Williams, him itself without name. They have passed through the great tribulation, holding fast by faith to their rock, their mighty fortress. But today we also remember our sainthood, for all the saints include us as well. You see, we rejoice this day not only for those and with those who have now joined the company of heaven, but we also remember that those who have reached the church triumphant also rejoice for us and with us, we who are still the saints here, triumphantly in the church militant. Indeed, this is a day to celebrate the fellowship that we share in the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, which transcends space and time and includes all those whose robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb in every age, past, future, and present. And if our text might take us back to the future, God says to us, "You will be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." God's people are a holy people because our God is the Holy God. Yes, we honor and remember the saints, those who have gone before us, as is only right within the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And if our honor and remembrance of the saints makes us uneasy, then I wonder if at least some of our uneasiness might lie with their example. Would that we could have it both ways, to be remembered for our devotion and our dedication, and to live the good life, too. Or to be a martyr without being martyred. St. Ignatius' words might fit in our throat: to die in Jesus is better than to be even monarch of earth's widest bounds. I want no more of what men call life. Is this what Christian faith and life and witness are all about? Oh, to have it both ways, both in the world and of the world. Sounds a lot like Timo Justus at Tocatur. And I'll confess, dear saintly sinners and sinful saints, that I find it much easier to identify with the Tocatur than with the Justus. But what have I said? You will be holy. Yes, you and I will be holy. Maybe our uneasiness with such canonical canonization lies with our well-placed concern for a right distinction between justification and sanctification. No holiness sex, we Lutherans. But our text says you will be holy. right here in the heart of Leviticus, right before God goes on with all the do's and don'ts in the Levitical laws, how his people were supposed to live, and how easy it would be for us to seek our sainthood by doing the works of the law. Or, having achieved in our humbly sanctified opinion the exemplary life, to revel in our sainthood. So what does our text mean? 2 points. One, you will be holy. Indicative, not imperative. It is God's action, not ours. Two, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. The cause and the source of holiness is God. That is where our sainthood lies, with the Holy One of Israel, who has come to his people in bondage, redeemed them from the slavery of Egypt, declared them to be for himself a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Yes, our text lies in the heart of Leviticus, but think of what has gone before. God has redeemed his people and brought them to himself, and in the chapters right before has given them chapter upon chapter of sacrifice, culminating in the great day of atonement. And now he says, you will be holy because the Lord your holy God has given you the forgiveness of your sins and imputed his holiness upon you, washing your robe in the blood of the Lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God, John the Baptist would say, who takes away the sin of the world. Salvation, John the Evangelist would write, belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb. You see, holiness doesn't deal with our sanctification, it deals with our justification. And therefore, the best way to remember and to celebrate our sainthood is to give thanks for God's strength in the forgiveness of our sins, to praise and honor our Savior, whose death has atoned for our sins, and whose resurrection has sealed for us everlasting life in the holy presence of God. After all, isn't that what Christian saints and martyrs would want us to know? Not their blood, but Christ's blood. Not that we honor them for their lives and their deaths, but that we might give glory to Christ's death and Christ's life. For in his holiness and righteousness we are already declared holy, if not yet made holy, and confident of his grace and forgiveness and salvation and life, we would join with all the saints from every nation and people and tribe and tongue, knowing that we too shall pass through the great tribulation to join with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, singing our praise to our God and to the Lamb, whose blood has washed our robes and made them white. Praise and glory and honor and power and might and strength be to our God and to the Lamb, forever and ever. Amen.